It's not safe to go alone. Here, take this.
The 8-Bit VCast.
Hey everybody, this is Bitnik, and welcome to episode 3 of the 8-Bit VCast. Like we mentioned last week, this is actually going to be a special episode. We have our 8-Bit VCast roundtable with special guests. Our first being JoBot. Some know you know her better as Jo, our resident artist. And JoBot, say hello.
Hello.
And then the other is a good friend of mine, Kender, who's actually worked on a couple of things for Outside the Bit, but school has done a lot of stuff to everybody. So we also have our buddy here, Kender.
Hi, everybody.
He actually just waved at the microphone. I kid you not. He
did that. I did.
He did do that.
I was trying to be polite.
Feel warm-hearted. Yes. So the format is actually going to be just a little bit different today. We're going to do a lot of talking. We're still going to have Best of the Bleeps because it seems like that's just a huge thing. I love to share the video and music with everybody, and I don't want to cut it out, to be honest. So we're still going to have that, but those are going to function as kind of our in-betweeners that we normally have. So instead, we're going to do a lot of top bits and a little bit of our bit slaps, but we're going to do them all as a wonderful synergistic team.
I know you all wish you could be here right now.
Yes.
But you're here in spirit. So
that's weird.
It is kind of creepy.
It's kind of a crowded room.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
Hair just stood up on the back of my neck.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to jump straight in, and we're going to hit with the first thing that we weren't able to discuss last week, but I really wanted to hit on.
He's so funny.
The first thing we want to talk about is, obviously, big news. Rockstar Games has released the first trailer of GTA 5. And to start things off, the first time I watched it, I was really underwhelmed. I don't know why. It just didn't seem like a big step forward for me.
There wasn't enough murdering or...
or whoring?
Or whoring.
Yeah, was there enough whoring?
Trailer to really suit my fancy.
Yeah. Well, here, it looked like exactly like another Grand Theft Auto game. Although, it seemed like there were a lot more homeless people in this one. There were like 7 shots of shanty towns.
There was a ton of vagrancy.
They just wanted to let you know that there will be plenty of cannon fodder
of homeless people to kill. Yeah, I was like, I don't know. You hear him like, I want to be the good guy for once. It's like, oh, Bull. You can't be the good guy. What's your name? Yeah. I don't even know. Well,
I'm pretty sure there's no such thing as a good guy in Grand Theft Auto games. Like, yeah. The game is designed around
being the bad guy.
Yeah, the most evil things you can do in real life.
Yes.
Yeah, and then... Well,
great thing to teach our children.
Beautiful. No, and then, like, the cops are the bad guys because they're trying to bring you down. So, like, either way, like, nobody's really winning at the end of this game.
So, well, what I noticed, if either of you guys played any of the... Dead Rising games, Capcom.
I've played a little bit, yeah.
We have a friend between Kender and I named Matt, and you probably played it over at Matt's house. He played it like for months.
You guys were roommates.
Honestly, I've never played that game. I apologize. Or seen it played.
Kender's not allowed to talk anymore. So, Joe, you played Dead Rising, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did the dude from the trailer look? Was it like Frank West moved to Hollywood?
Yes.
The side of his face, actually, I was like, holy crap, it's like...
That does look like him.
Like 50-year-old Frank West.
Yeah, actually, you know, come to think of it, that does look like him. That's weird.
It looks just like him.
When I saw him, I was like, he looks really familiar. Oh, wait, he looks like about 1,000 NPCs from other video games I've played. That's weird.
Well, that's... I was like, well, if it is Frank West, I guess it makes sense.
He didn't look
I mean, the guy just, like, went through the most horrific thing a person could go through, so killing living people probably isn't a big deal for him. I could see a life of crime growing out of that.
Well, I thought he might have looked a little bit like Dr. Crabblesnatch, what's his name?
Who's Dr. Crabblesnatch?
Crabblesnatch. Bully.
Oh, yeah.
Principal.
Yeah, he actually does look like
the
principal.
A little bit,
yeah.
Just from the side. I was like, sorry, Crabblesnatch. Dead air.
Hey, I'm not even allowed to talk right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't played one game, and I'm out.
Like, a brain fart.
Well, okay. He did actually look
just like
it.
At first, I was like, that's Travel Snitch. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Well, it was. It does look interesting. It grew on me. Like, I've watched it probably 3 times now.
Grew on you just like a heroin addiction you're bound to find inside.
Yeah, that you will get that. I was actually going to say one of the diseases you'll undoubtedly catch during the course of that game. I'm willing to bet most of the people in this game are running a low-grade fever. Yeah. So, I mean, it looks interesting, though. It actually did grow on me, and I was like, okay, if they're expanding past the city, because that's what it looked like, there were some shots of, like, National Monument and stuff like that. I mean, outside of the city, that could be kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah, it could be.
It's just not really my cup of tea, most of the time.
Well, it's just, this is the 5th game they've made. Like, how much more can you improve a game that's based around...
You can now tag those monuments. That
tag them.
Exactly.
So beloved to the American.
But Bully already did that. You can tag things there.
Yeah, that's true. Rockstar's already got us.
We've already gotten that. Come on. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, so I can't believe we're already 6 minutes in. So we're going to run through. The next one's not a huge topic, so it works anyway. I want to talk about Resident Evil Revelations for the 3DS. This is the first game to cost $50 for a mobile game. Like, not a mobile game.
A handheld.
A handheld game.
And I cannot tell you, I'm not a fan of this at all.
No.
Yeah, I have issues spending $50 on a game for one of my regular consoles.
Yeah.
Like, it seems excessive to me. If they could keep the price point lower than that, that'd be awesome.
Well, don't get me wrong, it looks outstanding. Like, the graphics that it is cranking out are easily the best on the system, but...
We don't know how well those graphics are going to function on the system. I don't trust it.
But we played the demo at least. I mean, you've got
the demo. The demo had its problems.
You know, that's probably a game I'd wait for a while till the price goes down. When it's like $20, I'm like, oh heck yeah, I'll pick that up.
Amazon.com, that crap.
Yeah. Exactly.
See, right now I've actually got it pre-ordered on Amazon, but it's because I pre-ordered it right before the price dropped, and Amazon has the guarantee. Mm-hmm. That you'll always get the lowest price, so you still get it for $40.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad.
Still, yeah, not too bad.
I had a hard time spending... I just spent $60 on Skyrim, and that game's going to take me like 900 hours of playing. Paying $10 less for a game that I could probably beat in 15 hours,
not a big fan.
Yeah.
Feels like I'm being cheated.
It's all about how much I'm paying per hour to play.
I do like that they added some... expandability there, that they added in what looks to be a pretty cool multiplayer mode, like online multiplayer and local, Wi-Fi, which could be cool. So it could add some value, but not pleased.
We'll see what the reviews say.
Yeah. Speaking of Skyrim, actually, Kender, we've got our next topic, which is we kind of wanted to talk a little bit about some glitches and problems that have come with Skyrim.
Not the version I've been playing.
Okay. You've got to have some glitches on PC. Something.
There have been a few, but nothing that really harms the game.
Yeah.
For more than just a few seconds.
Yeah.
Like what?
Nothing that I've even really had a problem with. There are, evidently there are woolly mammoths that fly through the sky, but...
Mm-hmm. I watched a man riding a horse fly through the sky in a video.
I saw that too!
And I saw somebody freeze form a troll down a steep hill in the first 2 seconds. Like, I was like, oh, this isn't a glitch. It just rolled down the hill, and then it just started helicoptering in the water and all around this little valley. Like, crazy.
There was one glitch where my companion character, she, for some reason, just kept sprinting. And she was standing next to me, but she was still sprinting. And she would not stop until I hacked her to death with my sword. And reloaded the game. But, I mean, there has not been anything big, at least for the PC version that I've found yet, that makes the game unplayable. Okay. Just a few things.
It seems virtually unplayable on the PS3. I mean, like, with frame rates of as low as, 2... second, that's horrible.
Yeah, the videos I've seen of that, I wouldn't...
It's not just horrible, it's inexcusable to have that type of thing happen.
Yeah, dear Bethesda, stop releasing your games before they're ready,
test it on every platform. That's all I'm asking you to do.
Let's do beta on every platform, because it seems like they must not have done any testing on the PS3 to have an oversight so huge.
Though they must have. They must have said, well, we did it, we played it for 4 hours on the PC. It seems fine. And the Xbox 360, we played a couple hours.
It's all the same.
I mentioned the PlayStation 3 will be just fine.
Yeah, no problem.
Not even worried about that. Yeah.
I mean, I ran into enough problems in Fallout 3. When I played that one. Like, it was horrible. Every time I played, something broke.
Yeah.
And there was no way to update it because it wasn't connected to anything. It's just inexcusable to release a game
Bethesda
like that.
Bethesda has definitely had a really bad track record ever since Fallout 3. It's they been are awful. Just putting yeah. out their games.
Much too
yeah,
soon.
Yeah, much too soon.
I spoke to Kendra about this, and we're going to talk about it a little bit later specifically, but the big Steam autumn sale just happened last week.
Oh,
and
gosh.
I bought Fallout New Vegas, and it is obvious it's a great game. I actually think the writing's a lot better than Fallout 3, but I went and saved a deputy from Bison Steve's casino. That was it. And I shot all these guys up and everything. I saved this deputy. He goes running out. I go out to find where he's hiding outside so that I can talk to him, get the information I need. And he's in another building. And when I got in there, he is literally in mid-leap. His face, his head is stuck in the ceiling. And he's constantly leaping and his gun is out. So he's kind of just like gyrating in the ceiling with his head just in there. So I walked up and started talking to his boots. And so I could get the information from him. He like pulls his head out of the ceiling, still floating, to talk to. It was really creepy.
It's
but
really bizarre.
The game's been out for like a year and a half. Like, how do we not catch that and patch it?
Oh my gosh.
The one thing I do have to say about Bethesda is that they are taking on games and making them. They're making these incredible games that are huge.
Big games.
I mean, and so to find all the bugs. I understand why that would be the problem. Like, you can't find all of them immediately. And there's not even need to patch all of them over time.
Yeah.
But the things like the PlayStation 3 problem, where once you've played for 25 minutes, your save files no longer, you know, it's too big and it that game is unplayable.
Yeah.
And good on them for actually doing the patch that's, they you know, alleviated that. Since then, I'm told the patch actually works.
Yeah,
but,
but how do you not have...
Yeah, how did you... did not catch it?
How did you sell
it?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I don't know. That's...
I heard in recent in a poll that 75% of people experienced problems with Skyrim, and that's unforgivable.
Not cool.
Inexcusable.
Yeah, it really
is. Like, I mean, I think they could take the Blizzard approach and just put a little more time into their games until they're ready
to be
released.
Blizzard approach is like, we're going to put an extra 12 years.
Oh, 12 years. Okay, maybe not 12
years. It'll take us a decade,
but
we'll also make like $1 billion off of it.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, the sentiment is there that if they just take more time to make their product good.
Absolutely. I could not agree with you more.
And
just not as much time as Blizzard.
I'll hyperlink for those of you who probably haven't read it to an article I wrote on Patreon. It would have been late last year, actually. But anyway, it kind of covers some of the stuff we talked about
article.
Specifically.
Mm-hmm. Great article.
Thank you. So, right now, that's it for our first section. We're going to take a little break. We're going to listen to a few different beautiful songs over the course of today. But the first one we're going to listen to is actually the 25th anniversary Legend of Zelda Symphonic composition of Gerudo Valley, and it is absolutely the best one that I have ever heard. So I'm excited to share that one with you guys. So enjoy, and we'll be back with you in about 3.5 minutes. We'll be right back.
that is a fantastic song. I always really enjoyed the Gerudo Valley stuff. And it's one of the most famous and iconic songs from all The Legend of Zelda. So I'm glad to be able to get that when I got my Skyward Sword this last week. And yeah, so glad to be able to share it.
Any it's thoughts? Beautiful.
I think it's a great idea for them to send out CDs with the score in it. With the mm-hmm. game. That's a wonderful idea.
Fantastic.
Unless it's a really weird score. I got one with Silent Hill 3. I actually ended up enjoying it, but it was a really odd soundtrack.
Give your children nightmares with this.
It was just 2.5 hours of people screaming.
It was, or like heartbeats and like
flesh being ripped
like buzz
off,
saws and like weird. It was the weirdest album I think I probably own.
Now, with the 25th anniversary thing with Legend of Zelda, it was just like the perfect thing they could have sent out. And every track on it is completely memorable. So anyone who was able to get it, I hope you count yourself very lucky. Yeah. But moving into the next thing.
Because if you didn't, you can just YouTube that crap.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Yeah, give it a week.
I will do everything I can to keep this off YouTube. Now, moving to the next item that we wanted to talk about, we wanted to discuss the rumored PlayStation Smash Brothers style game, supposedly, according to one source, called Title Fight. Supposedly we're going to have, really Smash Brothers is going to feature all of, Sony's big characters, which, I don't know, some of them are kind of a weird choice in my mind, but, you know, hey, not my deal. Kratos is one of the rumored characters, and I can obviously understand that.
Yeah, he's a solid.
Yeah.
But
Parappa the Rapper, though, great game, totally. A lot of fun, but...
He's a lover, not a fighter.
Like, yeah, how do you put him into... How do you make a grudge match between Kratos and Parappa the Rapper?
Kratos has a grudge match with everyone.
Versus a solid vocalist.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. But when I saw Parappa the Rapper, I just about died laughing. I was like, what? We're putting him against all these other characters that actually do things. He drove in a car, and rapped about it. Like he has
also
nothing.
Also 2D.
He's also 2D. Like he has nothing to
2D.
Offer.
Yeah.
I mean, at least Mr. Game & Watch had done things in his lifetime.
Maybe
like
they're
sausages.
Like, but something requiring some skill.
Well, maybe they're doing like a gritty reboot for Parappa the Rapper. So like he's actually rap stuff. Like he has a gat and everything. He would be willing to bust caps. Yeah.
Yeah, why do I feel like a Switchblade is not going to do much against Kratos?
Yeah, that's true. I was actually going to say that. I mean, it seems like they would, have like 50 Cent come in and do like the motion capture for him.
Smash Brothers had Jigglypuff.
Yeah,
so
it's true.
You can't put anyone out. That's true.
I guess. Yeah.
The next
Pokemon
one.
Pokemon with a microphone versus fire blasting Mario. So we've seen this before.
Yes, I guess so.
Another solid, pretty solid choice, but once again put up against Kratos. Nathan Drake from Uncharted. A lot of fun, but I mean, does he have a shotgun? Or I don't even know what you could give him a tank.
Is he a fist fighter?
Yeah, he fist fights. The mechanics aren't quite as fluid as say like God of War. So give him a tank, he might be able to do pretty good.
Yeah, I was gonna say it just doesn't seem like a fair fight with Kratos.
Yeah,
I don't think it doesn't really matter. Looking over the list of characters that they have in the game, according to what we've seen in God of War, could put all of the other characters against him and he would just laugh and gouge their eyes out with his thumbs.
Yeah, what is Sly Cooper gonna do? Like he comes in there with like his little swinging hook
the
raccoon
he's got
tail.
His hook, right?
Yeah, you're hosed. Also, Fat Princess from the game Fat Princess.
What is
I don't
that?
Think that's a valid choice.
Wait, I don't even know what that is.
It was kind of an interesting,
Fat
I guess you'd
princess.
Call it a puzzle strategy. I mean, a little bit action hybrid thing, but I just don't see Fat Princess being a valid fighter in this.
Well, I guess
personally.
Okay.
It'll be funny to watch her try and run from Kratos, though.
Yeah, that's...
As he tears her organs
as she
out.
Falls
she
down.
Rolls down.
Yeah, he plunges his hand into her gyrating belly and tears her organs out and wears them as a necklace.
And Sweet Tooth is going to walk into the room. I'm an evil clown. Right as he gets decapitated.
Well, he gets his car.
Does he get his car in the fighting?
Who cares?
He has a rocket launcher.
It doesn't matter. It does not matter.
His head is literally on fire 24 hours a day.
If
it has to be somewhat powerful.
Couldn't kill Kratos with a giant hammer. Sweet Tooth's car is not going to do very much damage. Yeah.
The guy's head is literally on fire.
Maybe
they're
taking away all of Kratos' weapons.
Also all of his abilities.
Maybe they're tying both of his hands behind his back.
Kratos as a 13-year-old. That's when he gets to fight.
Young Kratos.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
It might be interesting, but we'll see whether it actually comes to anything.
My big question is, why has this not happened sooner? Smash Brothers was such a hit that I think, mind you, their characters aren't as iconic as Nintendo's, but
You've got a longer franchise
history. This type of game should have come out for them a long time ago.
Yeah. They're just like, well, they needed more franchise characters. At that point, they had like one, you know.
I was going to say that they didn't want to look like they were just copying Nintendo, but we all know that's entirely not
true. They still look like
they have no problems with doing that with everything else, you know, that they have done. Not to say Nintendo doesn't copy sometimes, but they do tend to be the innovative force in
the industry. They still look like they're copying, it's just a decade late.
Precisely.
Yeah, there you go.
So now they're not only copycats, but they're late copycats.
Exactly.
They're fashionably late.
And the character choice sucks. Yeah. Anyways.
Put Mario in there. Anyway. Okay.
Still, Mario versus the God of Death. I'm still going to go with Kratos on this.
Yeah. But watching Mario get completely sliced open and having his entrails thrown everywhere, there's a little bit of, I don't know, some novelty to that, at least.
What's the character's name from Shadow of the Colossus?
Wander.
Yeah. See, I might put him against Kratos because that guy finds a way to beat any odds.
Colossi against Kratos.
He was a raging bad A. Like the stuff that he did. I mean, he wasn't a good fighter by the end of it, but he did amazing stuff at the end of that
he
game.
He did.
He's I was just, like, what?
Never count that little dude out.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Throw him in there.
Yeah. Throw Wander in. Yeah. They don't own him though.
Okay.
Anyway.
So. Next up, we wanted to discuss the rumored Kinect 2, which there's a lot of argument about whether it'll be an actual Kinect 2 or whether it'll be some sort of upgrade. Like, they just did an update that allows the Kinect to be used on Windows machines. Like, you connect it right into your computer.
They're actually going to call this Kinect Big Brother.
Kinect Big Brother, It's Kinect BB.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they say that the rumored Kinect 2 will supposedly read lips, which I'm a little uncomfortable with, to be completely clear.
Yeah, a lot of espionage will be done in the rooms of Kinect.
Like, what happens? Does it shut down your systems?
Kinect 2 is the U.S. government funded.
Yeah.
No, you have to just put it inside of a box, like a soundproof box.
You come in and you, like, have just bought, a Wii U. You set it up and everything. You're like, oh, I'm so excited to use the tablet features. You come in the next morning and the Wii U is, shattered on the floor because it was... I saw you talking about the Wii U, Dave. And frankly, I'm not happy about it.
Cheater.
We talked about this, and it was just, we could imagine the Kinect 2 just sitting there, as you're sitting down with your family to dinner, and it's just watching you. And it could just be watching you. It knows everything you do and say. I just don't trust it.
Yeah.
There is that, and my problem is they're going to turn this into an RPG element in a game, and... I gotta be completely honest. I like the witty dialogue that they have in these games. If put on the spot to speak to a say a Khajiit hypothetically, I have nothing to say to a Catwoman. I have nothing. I know nothing about this world. It's like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? I have no witty dialogue for these things, and that's why that would suck.
I realize you're up against hardship, but I just went down and bought $500 worth of groceries down at the Walmart. What do you have to say about that, Khajiit?
Like, what the hell's a Walmart?
And if we think Bethesda's having a hard time putting out games without glitches now, or any game without problems, try making it so the dialogue has to be completely at random all the time.
Nope. Magic Bitnick fix for that. Just say that all of the NPCs all have Tourette's. All you have to do is just record actors screaming obscenities, and no matter what you say, it fits.
It'd be a bit like being on the Shivering Isles.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be Shivering Isles on coke.
Another problem I have is like with verbal commands, what else do you do? I mean, I hate the idea of jogging in front or jogging in place in front of the Kinect.
I don't want to move.
I realize movement controls in a limited sense are okay, but I don't want to jog in front of my TV all day and look more crazy than I already look playing the Wii.
Oh yeah.
Like And then what? But then what do you do if they give him voice commands? You're like, run, stop, jump, run.
It's like they sound like my 2-year-old nephew while he's watching football. Yeah. Run, touchdown.
Okay. Well, did you guys ever play or see the old NES thing that you could put on your head and it had like a little target over your eye, and you could play shooting games with it? But it was voice commanded, so you literally looked like an absolute idiot because you would actually go. Fire. I assume every person who owned one was eventually bludgeoned to death.
I know, their
mother.
Yeah.
So.
Their own parents, as the mother's like, okay, bath time.
I know.
But let's be honest with ourselves. I'm pretty sure that Microsoft, or what's to say, Bill Gates, is watching all of us through our Kinect system. And the reason they do this is just so, it's like, man, let's try and make them look retarded so that I can have a good time watching them.
I was going to say, it's blackmail. He's hoping that other companies will buy one and then he can put CEOs up on YouTube doing it. Yeah.
Playing Kinect drunk.
Yeah, playing Kinect drunk. So that's it for our second little segment in here. And we're going to take a brief break. For, interestingly enough, one of the characters we talked about from the Smash Brothers style game for PlayStation, Title Fight, from the original Uncharted, and it is a beautiful track entitled Drake's Elegy. That was Uncharted Drake's Elegy. It's a little bit of a shorter one than we normally do, but it was a reader submission, or I guess accurately a listener submission. So it's fantastic, but I'm actually just glad to be able to share it with you. So to finish things up, we just got a couple topics that we're going to hit real quick. The first of which is the Steam Autumn Sale happened this last week.
Oh, yes.
And it was absolutely like a beautiful renaissance of gaming in my house.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Every day we'd check in, we'd find new games and decide to spend more money. We probably bought like 5 games that we're not going to get to for months. Like, we have more games we could ever possibly.
But that's the beauty of it, is you bought 5 games for the price of 1 regular game.
I know.
Steam is the most brilliant gaming thing that in years.
Yeah. Digital distribution is a beautiful thing.
I know, things that
Why would you ever go buy something from a brick and mortar store when you can download it via Steam?
Well, like collector's edition people probably still go to brick and mortar stores, like the people who
that's
want
those people are
like
idiots.
A helmet from Master Chief or something that you get when pre-order stuff. But that's just not my thing.
Or
so if I want to play
hat,
a game,
get Scribblenauts.
And I guess you can't.
And we did.
You
do
can't
that
buy console games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both Jobot and I have a rooster hat from Scribblenauts, and it's one of the most proud possessions that I
own. Which you can now buy as an iPhone app, just so you're aware.
Oh, Scribblenauts?
It's $1.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, the first time I bought Scribblenauts for the DS, it was,
$29.99
or whatever
it
was. When I downloaded it as an iPhone app, I offended myself.
That offends me.
You can buy this for $1?
That offends me on a fundamental level.
Yeah, it should.
It really should. $1. And it's the one, it's the upgraded version too, so
really?
It doesn't have all the levels, but it has, you can add adjectives to the beginning of things.
Really?
Anyways, we're getting off track.
Yeah, well.
Off track. Still. We've got 1,000 games. I got Gary's Mod. Tried that out. It is completely confusing. Like, there's no real objective except to just screw around.
Yes, it's just a gigantic sandbox.
Yeah, and
speaking of scribble knots.
Yes. No, seriously, it's like a 3D physics sandbox. And I tied, like, I found this rope thing, and I was tying everything I'd brought in together. So I had a weighted companion cube, an ambulance, an explosion, the cake, and just, like, 5 other things. Mm. And then I started throwing them with my physics gun. And so it was like this great...
It's like a Rube Goldberg machine flipping around.
It was awesome. I'm stuck in this pit with all these things just bouncing around and threatening to kill me. I like hid in the corner and they were all bouncing in front of me, just like right in front of my nose, going through my gun. Like that close to killing me.
There's nothing quite like it. Like that's why, I mentioned earlier, I got a Fallout New Vegas and...
For $4.
Yeah, $4.
I think we had only...
I spent $29.99 on that game like 3 months ago.
Yeah. I know, that's why you wait for the Steam sale.
Oh, I hate myself.
Nothing like it. Didn't you guys buy... Joe bought and her husband actually bought Mass Effect 1 and 2, I think.
Yeah, we bought both of them. They were both like $4.99 or something like that. And you could get beautiful. Both of them and then like extra stuff for like $17.99. That was on sale. Like, I don't care how they made the game. I just want to play it.
Yeah, those franchise sales are incredible. I almost bought some Dead Space, but it disappeared before I could. So,
yeah. I wanted to play Bastion. That was
before you could click enter, like they disappeared. Or
some of us have a wife and child that we have to think of. By the
I'm
way,
I'm all alone in the world, and I still play less video games.
For future reference, Kender is alone and likely to stay that way.
Single and ready to date. More like it.
Ladies.
So I need ladies out there.
Yeah.
We're gonna turn this into a dating website.
Yeah, exactly. Eligible bachelor here.
Yeah. So
up for grabs.
Yeah, I just wasn't able to get to it. But before we end up completely destroying our time limit here, just as a last piece, let's start from left to right. You guys can't see that, but we can.
I was still confused because
I don't like you. Left to right, and we'll go. Jobot, what games did you play over the Thanksgiving break?
Left 4 Dead, Plants vs. Zombies. I have a crappy zombie game on my cell phone. I played that too. I can't get enough zombies into my life right now.
Apparently.
Like,
when can you ever be completely fulfilled with zombies?
Yeah. Never. Really.
You have a type.
I do. Yeah.
Anyhow,
what about you? That's it.
Mainly, since I obviously just played a song from it, I played some Skyward Sword, came right before the break, which I would have been super, super mad if it had, you know, had to hold out until like Saturday. So I played that, played me some Fallout New Vegas, which I got on the sale.
Skipped out on Thanksgiving to go play Skyward Sword.
Yeah, I really did skip out on Thanksgiving
dinner.
Screw
the family.
Yeah.
Like family
I can see them every day.
Link needs to clear this dungeon.
I would kiss Link if I had the option. So yeah, I played mostly those two. And actually, that was pretty much it, aside from just, you know, showing some stuff around. So, Kender?
We know that Kender only played one, because pretty much this is how my Thanksgiving break went. I graduated from the police academy, and as a graduation present, I bought myself Skyrim. And 5 days later, I said, "Hey, Mom, when's Thanksgiving dinner ready?" And she said, "Kender, that was 4 days ago. You've got to be to work in 15 minutes. Also, get out of our house." So that's what I did for Thanksgiving break. Is
that's good.
I was in the world of Skyrim like no one else has ever been.
Apparently.
So are you trying to say that just like you're a one-game man, you're also a one-woman man? Ladies? He actually doesn't have time for real women. It's all NPCs for now. So just wait like 2 years if you're interested in dating.
But if you're my companion in glass armor who won't stop sprinting, I will hack you to death.
He actually does that to real women on dates too. So you gotta
and Argonians.
Be careful. Yeah, he doesn't date track team people anymore because of that.
He will, however, date Argonians if your scales are pretty enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Blue and green, preferably.
Yikes!
There you go.
So, that's it for the 8-Bit VCast Episode 3 Special Edition Roundtable. Also, it for the longest title of something ever.
right there. So, I hope everyone enjoyed our Best of the Bleeps, our top bits, our special board, our special committee members here. Feel free to say goodbye.
Goodbye, dear internet.
She waved. I was waiting for it. She waved. I'm not the only one who waved.
Yeah, that was for emphasis. Ken.
What was my one?
Voice actors do it. They do stuff.
Robin Williams is a freak.
Yeah. So, this is getting awkward, and with the low blow at Robin Williams, we're going to go ahead. This is...
Joba.
Kender.
And Bitnik signing off, and we hope to hear from you next time.